You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by State Representative Christian Phelps is here. Good morning, Representative. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you? Good to see you as well. We wanted to talk about the equality agenda. Democrats in the state legislature, this from the Wisconsin Examiner, call for LGBTQ plus equality measures. So what are we talking about? What does this cover? Nope, you just froze. We'll see if he comes back.
Technology is not our friend today.
It is not working in our favor today. There you are. Now you're back.
Welcome back.
Well, yeah, you froze for just a second there.
And that's, you know, something we were talking about earlier before about attracting people to the state of Wisconsin. And I know that I've had conversations with some people who live in the surrounding states, and they say things about what, you know, the laws on the books regarding the community as well. And women who just also don't feel seen as people to have autonomy over their body. I mean, from a policy and campaigning standpoint, this is good for Wisconsin. And everything you've spoken about so far, Representative, has been seems, you know, we shouldn't have a law in the book that allows people to be violent towards people they perceive to be gay or lesbian or so. These seem like very measured points. What is the kickback? Is there any, like, blowback you're getting
from people? Who's defending this?
Yeah, there you go.
Who's defending this?
Who doesn't think this is good for Wisconsin? And I'm not asking you to name names. I can guess, but I think that just that that, you know, the tut tut waving the hand. Well, the morality of it all, we've heard it 1,000 times when it's not the case.
What? You make that's such a good point. Yeah. It really is. Again, it's let's pick the biggest distraction we can find and make people look over there so that you don't look over here for things that are really going to have much more direct impacts on your lives. When we're talking about economic things, when we're talking about healthcare, when we're talking about education, those are the things that really directly impact people.
Yes. And that's something that you know, you mentioned just before about, you know, this is your first time, this is your first time serving in the assembly. You had to knock on doors. You had to talk to the people. I mean, not had to, but your goal is to talk to people, and you talk to rural, you talk to city, you talk to, you know, more affluent, less affluent. And there's all these shared values here in Wisconsin, and whether we're talking about access to abortion care, we're talking about education, we're talking about childcare, we're talking marijuana legalization, and the LGBTQIA community as well. It seems like these are things that Wisconsinites tend to agree with, but yet we have a, as Robin Voss puts it, a representative democracy in Madison that doesn't seem to agree with that. And what you, and I said before, these are measured points you're putting out there to grant freedom for all. And yet it's about scaremongering to say like, well, but to give their buddies tax cuts. I'm sorry to laugh at that. I just now I'm imagining someone sitting at a picnic table actually saying that. Like, you know, I don't really care about the economy. It's those men marrying men. Yeah, my goodness.
If you're just joining us, Representative Christian Phelps is our guest. He is a Democrat from the Eau Claire area. I'm curious, Representative, what you heard when you went door to door, when you were running, did you get a lot of pushback about the fact that you're gay? Did that even come up? Yep. And I find it fascinating, and we've talked to other folks who have said the same thing as you, Representative, as far as when you ask people about their own public school, we like our public schools. It's that one that's bad. It's that other school district that is bad, but not mine.
It's that other school district in the southeastern Wisconsin area that's right by the lake, that's so full of people that I don't even know. That's a terrible one. I was told that.
We're going to continue our conversation with Representative Christian Phelps on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, a segment we call Audio Sorbet, a little chance for us all to take a breath and get away from the news and focus on something else for a little bit.
Whoa.
So we're going to be talking about the dumbest way you hurt yourself.
And I got a dumb one.
Oh, I think we all have one. What is the dumbest way you hurt yourself? That will be our audio sorbet after the 10:30 news. So stick around for that, and then we'll wrap up the show, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it is the Cornclave edition. There's a visual element I highly encourage you to stick around for. That's all coming up. Don't shake your head.
I'm whatever. You and your puns.
We're joined by Representative Christian Phelps is here representing Eau Claire, and we're talking about equity in Wisconsin and our LGBTQ plus population.
We were also, though, talking about education as well, and I think it was earlier this year, Assembly Speaker Voss went on Upfront and made a comment that they gave the greatest funding to education in a generation. He said it like three times in that interview. And I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you are an expert in this field. You talk about education a lot. It may have been a great injection, but it was also one of the first ones they actually had done. They were suffocating the education system here in Wisconsin. So I feel like, yeah, when you give $5 away, yeah, that you can say that's the greatest amount we've given away. But it's not like he quantified it. He just said the greatest in a generation. Can you talk more on that statement and what the reality was for the educational system here in Wisconsin?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's a great distractor. It's a great look over here, be scared of this. Let's not look at what we're actually doing. And I think you said something so important. And that is my biggest gripe with charter schools and private schools is there is no oversight body. They don't have to report to anybody. And as someone who comes from the education space, representative, how do they justify that? I'm genuinely curious on how they justify not having to be accountable for their curricula or anything like that. And yet they are getting public dollars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is that website that you've used?
Actually, from a group that Christian has worked with for a lot, the Wisconsin Education Network, there is a formula there that I will put in the show notes. You can see how much money is going from your taxes to private schools through the voucher system. And it's a lot if you're living in certain
areas. It's a lot more than you think. Representative Christian Phelps has been our guest. Thank you so very much for joining us. We'd love to have you back. You as well. News is coming up next, and then the dumbest way you've hurt yourself. That's Audio Sorbet. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our thanks again to Representative Christian Phelps, who joined us in the first half hour of the hour. Great comments on the live stream about Representative Phelps, and hopefully we will be able to have him back. He was great.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many things we can talk to him about as well.
It's absolutely. Right now, though, it is a portion of the program that we call Audio Sorbet.
The harps.
Where we like to lighten things up, take a break, walk away from the news just a little bit, and cleansing for your ear, as it were. And we were talking before we went on the air about silly, dumb ways you have hurt yourself. And I think we've all done one or two or five. Dumbest ways you have hurt yourself, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Who wants to start?
I'm going to start with a woman named Gail who emailed us in at Jane's. You can email this, Jane says, at civicmedia.us, but use a different email. Point is, stupidest way I hurt myself.
Yeah.
Drinking and dancing to Love Shack at a wedding, I broke my wrist.
Ooh.
Then surgery with metal plate inserted.
Ooh.
Fallout on hand, stretched hand. Is it a real medical term? Oh, I see what you say. Yeah, foolish fallout on the hand. Lesson, no more drinking and dancing. One or the other, not both.
Not
when
both.
You're over 60 postmenopausal. Gail from New Berlin. Look, I don't like the idea that you hurt yourself. I want everyone to be safe. But if you're going to hurt yourself...
That's one way to do it.
Drinking and dancing to the B-52s, that's a wonderful story.
It's worse ways.
Exactly.
855-752-4842. Dumbest way you have hurt yourself. I have to try and narrow it down to one.
Yeah.
Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for joining us. How did you hurt yourself?
Well, I don't think I can beat that other lady.
Give it a shot.
That was wonderful. When we were kids, we used to play a lot in the woods behind our army barracks, and there was a tree, and we all decided that we were going to play Tarzan out of
Uh-oh.
That tree.
Uh-oh.
And apparently I wasn't very good at it, and... fell out and cut my leg clear down to the bone, and they had to run home and get my mom, and she wasn't very happy about it.
Isn't that interesting? That's so funny, Ollie, because that is parenting from when we got parented.
Yeah.
There was no, oh, Ollie, are you okay? It's like, no, you idiot. You fell out of the tree. Look what you did.
That's right.
Right? Where is your sympathy? Where's the, oh, my baby, you hurt yourself? It's like, no, you were stupid.
I was talking to your Aunt Carol, and now I got to come take care of you. My goodness.
Ollie.
Now all the, like, it's in my head that compartmentalized to not just the dumbest ways I've hurt myself, but the different ways. So, like, oh, you know, lawn accident. Oh, bike accident. Oh, this. Like, there's so many different.
We've all done it.
Yeah,
we've all done it. Yeah. Thank you, Ollie. Appreciate it. Dumbest way you have hurt yourself at 855-752-4842. Nancy on WAUK texted in earlier. Nancy from Illinois, trying to get a piece of cement out from under the soil in my backyard. The cement won.
Alicia on the live stream says, dumbest way I hurt myself. Stepped out of a FedEx truck onto a curb and spraining my foot.
Just stepping out.
It's those things. You know, I got a cement story. I'll tell that in a moment. But it's the ones that where you're just trying to live.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything special.
I'm
not jumping out of a plane. I'm not trying to run a 100-yard dash or even trying to get cement out of my backyard. Sometimes, like one time I was laying in bed, and as you lay in bed and you're like, oh, I got a stretch. I got a big stretch coming out. And it's one of those stretches where it's full body, like the whole thing.
Ugh.
And like, I just stretched so hard that something in my back just pulls. That's how I got sent home from work that day. I was in bed. I pulled something in my back. I walked into work. I could barely walk. They said, just go home.
You're useless.
I wasn't trying to do manual labor. I was just trying to wake up, and I hurt myself. Welcome to your 40s.
Oh, just wait, it gets better. 855-752-4842. Our question today on Audio Sorbet is the dumbest way you have hurt yourself. Whistler from Richland Center is on the line. Good morning, Whistler. What you want to share with us?
Well, this is kind of strange, but it happened. Taking a nap one afternoon, and, well, I dream a lot, and I guess I got a little rambunctious and started reacting and threw myself off the couch, hit the coffee table, and cut my knee open.
Oh! Whoa! Wow. So you're having a really active dream, and you fall off the couch and hit the coffee table and rip out your knee.
Yep.
Ow!
And then when you went to the doctor, wasn't it embarrassing when you went to the doctor because you have to explain to him how you hurt yourself?
Well, it wasn't so bad that I had to go to the doctor. What was bad is that my granddaughter was sitting in the chair next to the coffee table I hit.
Oh, you must have scared her to half to death.
Just watching you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you very much, Whistler. That's awesome, Whistler. We appreciate the call. Cassandra on the live stream says, bending over to pick up a wheelchair pedal, strain my back. Yeah.
Just bending over.
Sometimes you're just trying to live, people, and your body's like, oh, no, I'm going to make this one hurt.
What is the dumbest way you have hurt yourself? 855-752-4842. Sarah in Green Bay listening on WGBW. I won $5,500 on a dive bar slot machine.
Dang.
My sister and I were kind of hopping up and down celebrating, and I heard a pop. My knee gave out. I tore my ACL, having to be off of work for 3 months. So there went my profit from the win.
Look at this. Liz from Sockville. Another blew out my ACL on my left leg while moshing at a party at my mom and dad's house. My God. Well, I mean, I can get that. Moshing it pretty
intense. That can happen.
But
that
yeah. So I'll tell my cement story real quick. Sure. I used to work my senior year for a summer. I worked for a guy who did tile work. And we'd go all over the region to do jobs. And one day we just had to do a quick cover up, quick patch job. And he said, all right, and I used to mix the concrete.
Okay.
And I usually mix it in a wheelbarrow, but this time it was a small thing. So he said, just take that bucket, mix it in. And so I had this bucket in my arm, and like you're holding, and I'm mixing it with a trowel
real
quick, you know, just mix. And all of a sudden it just came, and I threw concrete into my eye. That is the first step. I had to put everything down. It immediately started burning.
Oh, God.
And I don't even remember if I told my boss, but I had to like wipe all the concrete out of my eye and like really.
So before it hardens.
Well, Jane, don't get ahead of me here, because I thought I got everything out. I went to a concert with my cousin and I slept over at their house that night. When I woke up, I'm not kidding you, my eyelids were sealed shut.
Oh, God.
My left eyelid was sealed shut with tiny specks of concrete in there. And it was, my aunt had to like literally pull them apart. Like had to like. Take a walk.
Pry them open.
It was one of the most terrifying things. But just, I remember whipping that concrete in my eye going, yeah, of course this happened.
Naturally.
This is my fault. I know it's my fault.
Dumbest way you have hurt yourself at 855-752-4842. Lori from St. Croix Falls is on the line. Good morning, Lori. What did you want to share with us?
Good morning. My manager at the restaurant had to believe my concussion story, because I called and told her I got a concussion by hitting my back of my head on the underside of a doorknob.
And how did you do that?
Blow drying my hair, getting ready. I had my hair flipped over, and with great force, I flipped my hair back, and the bathroom door had blown shut. And I literally, as hard as I could, hit my head on the underside of a doorknob, causing a concussion.
Oh.
And I loved my job. I wanted to go to work. I made great money at the restaurant.
Yeah.
But definitely believe that for creativity.
Oh, that's a good one, Lori. That's a first. I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
Lori, when you got done blow drying your hair and you were just ready to do that flip, do you do that thing with all people like myself with long hair do when you do that flip? You're like, I'm in a commercial for shampoo. So you're like almost, you're like, but instead you're like, ow!
it was bad. Back at my days at the University of Minnesota, I had to go to health services.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad you're okay, Lori. That's hilarious. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Dumbest way you have hurt yourself, 855-752-4842. Andrew from Maine, listening on WAUK. My littlest sister is a preteen, was spinning in circles in the living room, bounced her hand up the back of the couch, and broke her arm or hand. It was many years ago. Mom was stepping down the steps of our motorhome, slipped and broke her foot. Myself broke 3 bones in my foot when I fell out of a tree while playing frisbee while at college.
Andrew, can I give a piece of advice to your family? Just sit down more.
Cotton. Oh, pack yourself in cotton.
My mother has fallen down more steps than I care to admit to. And they're not like, she's not falling down grand staircases. It's like my sister's house where there are 5 steps.
And you trip.
Yeah. It's just slip on that carpet and whoop-app, whoop-app, whoop-app. And yeah, it's
855-752-4842. Dumbest way you have hurt yourself. Something you'd like to share.
I want to share what John from Oshkosh just shared listening on WISS. I shot myself in the nose with a nail gun. Oh. First time building a deck. Luckily, it was only a ricochet. For a second, I thought the nail went up my nose. May I suggest you were using the nail gun incorrectly then? Because I don't generally put nail guns close to my face.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were lucky, John.
Oh, my gosh.
That could have gone.
That makes my sinuses hurt.
That could have gone badly.
Yeah.
Mine was, and I remembered from one of the comments that we took, I was at Summerfest.
Oh, boy.
There was drinking involved.
Yeah.
And I was table dancing to Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Okay.
Great, great show. It was a great show. I was having a wonderful time on top of the picnic table. Drinking at Summerfest, and I fell off the table and landed on the seat of the picnic table. And I was in so much pain. I went to the doctor the next day because I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Because every time you breathe in, it hurts. It was not my regular doctor. It was a really, really cute male doctor.
Well, at least you know you can party.
Yeah. And he asked me, and I'm older than him. And he's like, and how did you do this? I was table dancing at Summerfest, and I fell off.
Jane Emmanuel Marie Matinere. I would have looked him dead in the eyes. And goes, I was dancing to big band orchestra right there, and I'll do it again if I had to.
That was really good.
That was from like last year too.
Yeah. Yes, last year. It's like you should have seen my moves. You would have been impressed. He was not impressed.
No.
He's not impressed by that. Thank you, everyone, for taking part. We will always will take more if you want to join us at 855-752-4842. Silly ways you have hurt yourself. Calvin, anything you want to share with us? Anything you want to get off your chest before we go to break?
Well, when I was, my brother played baseball in middle school. He had one of those things that you threw a ball against it and would send it back to you to catch. And I got too close and hit myself in the face with a baseball one time.
All right, that's all we need. When we return, this shouldn't be a thing. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Board Lord, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Week 2 of our statewide text to win Scotty Summer Contest after 11 o'clock. With Tom Hartman. Be listening for us.
Us, me and you.
Yes, listen for us to give you a keyword that you want to text in via the Civic Media app that will get you in the running either for $100 or a pair of great Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, and then you're in the running for the grand prize, a getaway to either Door County or Baraboo, and we give you gas to get there.
Why does the gas portion make me so happy?
It makes you very happy. Yeah. I know it does.
It's like if someone said, here's a car. It's also the taxes are paid for.
It's an extra kiss.
Yes.
It's just a little extra kiss.
Hey, you want a vacation also? Gas money.
There you go. So be listening. After 11 o'clock, you have 4 chances every day through Friday of this week in the 7, 11, 2 o'clock with Todd, 4 o'clock with Maggie. Mm-hmm. Listen for your chances coming up after the 11 o'clock news here on Civic Media, our statewide Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Coming up tomorrow, Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, will be joining us after 9:30 to break down all the news. Right now, though, Calvin, it is 10:54. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from the Associated Press. The headline, and there's no byline. Interesting.
No one wanted to admit.
No one wants to take credit for this one. The headline reads, a quirky vegetable sculpture contest features a squash Donald Trump and a papal cornclave. Vegetable likenesses of Donald Trump and singer Dolly Parton, along with a papal cornclave, went on display over the weekend at the Lambeth County Show, held every year in London's Rockwell Park. The two-day show features sheep shearing, livestock competitions, food, music, and a vegetable sculpture contest, which has attracted national renown.
So London has their own state fair?
It's kind of bringing, it's kind of bringing the state fair into London. This year, several sculptures reference the recent papal election or a movie, conclave, including one featuring cardinals made of corn titled Cornclave.
I think that
you gotta love that.
I do.
How can you not love that?
And the picture is fantastic because it's historically accurate. I mean, it's like a little Sistine Chapel corn.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. I'm making that part up.
Other entries included a rap trio in potato form called Collie Parton. They were made out of cauliflower.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate you.
Collie Parton in a movie-inspired tableau titled Nine to Chive.
This is where you live. I mean, this is where you're just so happy.
I know. I love this. A vegetable Mo Salad, which is a likeness of a Liverpool soccer star called Mohamed Salah. They also used Wallace and Gromit. Wallace and Gromit, famous icons, out of butternut squash. Donald Trump also got the butternut squash treatment. Local authorities have turned to holding large concerts and festivals in local parks as a way to raise money.
That's great.
Not everybody's excited about this. One guy is like, not in my backyard. It sounds like fun.
Quit being that guy.
That right? That like, one poop?
Yeah. As Mrs. McCarthy said in class, in choir, when you weren't singing on key, like, you are the poop in our warm, frothy milk.
Would she say that?
She would say that. And it's a weird, but you never forgot it. And you did. And the visual is visceral. So you're like, I don't want to be that.
No one wants to be that.
Come on, man. It's probably one weekend.
Yeah, it's 2 days.
It's 2 days.
County Fair regular Maddie Luxton says every year, this is what we get so excited about. It's the vegetable sculptures. It's so unique and so witty. And we love the political ones and the puns. We love the vegetable puns.
I mean, with the butternut squash, you didn't have to do anything with Donald Trump. It's perfectly the same color as his skin. It's
just
great.
It just works. Yep.
Perfect.
And as Tony says in the live stream, nine to chive. You got to love it. What's not to love? That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And again, don't forget the keyword for our statewide Text to Win Scani Summer Contest is coming up in just a little bit. Be listening for Greg and I to give you that keyword to text in, playing for either $100 cash or a pair of Brewers Club level tickets. And then everyone who enters, whether you win or not, will be in the running for the grand prize, a getaway to either Door County or Baraboo.
And I was shaking my head, because I'm always in disbelief. It's just how wonderful the club level seats are. They're comfy. They're cushy.
They're cushy.
It's a private entrance, basically.
Easy access to bathrooms for some people. That's an important thing. Just keep that in mind. But that's coming up after 11 o'clock. And again, Todd Alba will be joining us Tomorrow morning, he will have his show. Join him today, 2 to 4 p.m., Maggie Dawn, 4 to 6, and Pete Schwabba, 6 to 8 p.m. Keep it right here. News coming up. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It does mean the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.